Western society, Shmur Vasisim Osam. So we get all the brachas, which begin with Gishmechem Beitam, the rain on time, Nosnohores Yivulah, the produce. There'll be bounty, the Siglachem Dayesh as Botsir Vatsir Yasigazara, Vachaltem Lachbachem Lasova. The food will satisfy. Vishaftem lovetach be'artzachem. V'nasati shalom baretz. Peace. V'shaftem ve'machari. To live without fear. There's prosperity. There's security. There's peace. Vishbati chaya rom in aretz. Not only will we not have enemies, but the elements, wild animals, will not attack. The cherev lo savar ba'artzachem, there will not be any trace of war. Urdaftem es oyveichem v'nofu l'fneichem l'chorev, any enemies that you do have, you will initiate and you'll just get rid of them. They'll all run away from you. Ufanisi aleichem. Rashi says, Efne mikol asokai v'shalim tarchem. Hashem is going to set aside all his business to deal with one thing alone. To give us reward. Vifreisi eschem, virbeisi eschem, vakimosi esbrisi etchem. Rashi says, virbeisi eschem, bakoma zakufa. Vifreisi means the nation will grow. Virbeisi means the nation will walk around with a feeling of pride. Vakimosi esbrisi etchem, this time, the bond between Hashem and us will be for keeps. We won't have to worry of another golus. Further, v'achaltem yashon osan, the old fruit will not spoil. V'nasati mishkani b'sochachem v'beis hamikdash. V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. I won't get sick of you. Then v'salachi b'sofchem v'yisul lochem olakim, and Rashi says atayali mochem b'gan Eden. The progression seemed pretty good until we got to lo sigal nafshi eschem. All the prosperity and the security, pride, Hashem has nothing else to deal with. Everything else is pushed aside. Giving us reward, taking care of us. And it's for keeps. No fears. It's for keeps. We know this is it. And the Beis HaMikdash. And I won't get sick of you. Is that what belongs at this point? Rashi says, "Ein ruchi kotzo b'chem." I won't be fed up with you. The answer is yes. All these other levels are so much easier to attain than lo sigal nafshi eschem. Obviously, we're talking about the way we will perceive of things and the way our lives seem to go. Human beings have their great moments. Human beings attain greatness. Life can be wonderful. There's one problem. If you ever reach the peak, what then? What happens? You know, people have goals in life. One of the most dangerous aspects of the life experience is attaining one's goal. It's all over. All right? You got it. What now? What's there to live for? On a certain level, the human being is always best reaching out, striving, and almost attaining it. Because when he does, it's over. Says the Pasuk, we are going to be at a point where we have everything we've been looking for. And despite all of that, lo sigal nafshi eschem, the relationship with Hashem will never get stale. There'll be this feeling of freshness. There'll be this excitement. What is this all a reward for? How do you earn this? How do you get yourself to a point where Hashem will allow you to attain everything you want, remain at a constant state of perfection, without a feeling of boredom, without it souring anywhere? How do you attain that? So we go back to the beginning of the parasha. Im b'chukosai teleichu, says Rashi, yochol zekiyim ha-mitzvahs. The obvious translation of b'chukosai teleichu would be that you'll fulfill the mitzvah. Says Rashi, no. K'sho'omer ves mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem olsam. The rest of the pasuk covers that. So what is b'chukosai teleichu? What is the first thing we've got to do? What is number one? In order to earn that state, shetiyu amelim b'tor. Omel. Toil. That you toil in Torah. Doesn't say to study. Toil. Can't toil if you're not studying. But the study must be on a level of toil. Why is toil a necessity? Why can we not reach these levels without toil? We've seen brilliant Jews. And yet, whatever they attained came from staying up nights. How come? They're brilliant. We've seen others that were even more brilliant, but they didn't stay up nights, and no one ever heard of them. All the who's who's. Whenever you talk about someone that is a Torah giant, regardless of what they tell about his own mental capacity, you'll always hear about the years, the nights, stories that sometimes they're surreal, and sometimes you wonder, is that normal? And some of these people were even normal. With one exception. Totally out of their minds when it came to Torah. Now I look back to the people I looked up to over my years in yeshiva. On the one hand, sweetest, most normal human beings, played with their grandchildren. You'd speak to them. They had an understanding of what a normal human being thinks like. They were there, very much part of regular life. Very balanced, with one exception. You can call it an addiction. There's no day, there's no night, there's no family. You forget if it's cold or it's hot. Chazal referred to it in this way. They say that our neighbors, the Goyim used to talk about how we're crazy. They speak about the Amoraim who didn't realize they were bleeding because they were in the middle of learning. I've seen that a few thousand years later. Why? Why is that a necessity? Why, in order for a Jew to attain all these great things, is there this necessity to be obsessed with Torah? It's an obsession, no less. Crazy. Totally crazy with the need to study. The answer? You don't have to stay up nights to memorize the phone book if you've got a good memory, or if you try some memory tricks. You want to memorize a bunch of pages of Gemara? There are tricks and there are shortcuts. The mind responds to all sorts of games, and it will do the trick. And you may know a lot, but that's not what this is all about. Luzzatto writes in Derech Hashem, after describing what it is that prayer does, describing what Yom Tov does, what is Torah? It's grabbing onto Hashem Himself. Chesed, you become like him. Tefillah, you call out. You want to get closer. All the mitzvahs do the kinds of things that make us come closer. But we never really make contact until Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to know. That's for Shinantam. You got to know. When Yehoshua says, V'agisa bo yomam v'layla, he is not telling you what you need in order to know it all. That depends on your mind. Depends on your memory. V'agisa bo yomam v'layla is an expression of a relationship. You are connecting with Hashem, allowing Hashem to take over your brain. The process of slowly transforming every brain cell into the will of Hashem, to the point that your mind works like His. Your mind not only in the theoretical sense, but in the way your brain sends messages to all of your nerves, including the involuntary reflexes. A total transformation. For you to naturally know what's right. Where Avraham Avinu was able to figure out the mitzvahs simply from himself. Where David HaMelech says, my feet take me to the Beis Medrash. Involuntarily, he finds himself in the Beis Medrash. That's a relationship. That's connecting with Hashem to the point that He's there. He's part of you. You can't get that simply with a good brain. That only comes with toil. And you can't build that level of a relationship unless you crave it and never cease to crave it. What the psukim here are telling us is that when Hashem promises it's going to rain on time and there'll be bounty and there'll be peace and security and pride, all of that, that's the goal. That's the goal. That's what Torah is all about. All right, we got a new key to success. Some people get a degree and that's the way they're successful. Others study Torah. And you got the nation doing all of that. You know something? That'll take care of the economy. That'll take care of security. That's all secondary. Because that is a formula for boredom and destruction. When all it means is bounty, we're going to have to stir up trouble. Because life is terribly uneventful. There's nothing to fight for. There are no goals. So why bother? Says the Pasuk, well, sigal nafshi estem. That's not what it is. We'll appreciate the rain. We'll appreciate it more and more, and the bounty, and never take anything for granted, not because we're insecure, there'll be security too. Because we're amelim b'Torah. Because we're growing in our relationship with Hashem. And feeling every bit of blessing. The mind of an amel b'Torah, when he sees the rain on time, that's another expression of a relationship. Gift wrap with a ribbon. And sees Hashem constantly showering us with his good. And goes back to his learning. And stays up another night. And feels closer and gets more clarity. And understands the bounty even more. V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. You get to view all of life as an expression of a relationship. You're alive, you're on fire. There's an excitement. There's an electricity. Lo sigal nafshi eschem. No boredom in the relationship between Hashem and us. But that doesn't just come from listening to the mitzvahs. That does not just come from not doing averus. That comes from ingesting Hashem. Bringing him into your brain till he takes over. A thirst. A desire to understand more and more and more to no end. It begins with amelim. It ends with amelim. And it doesn't end. It just grows. But that's toil. If your goal is to know a bunch of stuff, it happens to be a subject that God commanded us to study, that's not it. Developing a craving, a desire, an appreciation, that everything we try to do in our prayers, calling out for that relationship, is pointing at this goal. The true closeness that we attain if Hashem hears our prayers, that closeness is only by way of amelim b'Torah. Truly becoming one with Hashem is only possible through learning. And only if your learning is the expression of a relationship. an endless craving. People ask, if you want to set up a yeshiva system whereby people are going to be able to know a lot, then there are ways of doing that. It should be organized in a different way. The present system is highly inefficient. Correct. Correct. If that's what you define as your goal, you're right. The yeshivas are not the answer to Vishinantam Levonecha. That mitzvah, you got to make sure you know over the years. But in terms of establishing a relationship to Torah, in terms of seeing the process of becoming a Talmud Chacham as absorbing Hashem into your brain, into your whole being, there's no system that ever came close. There is no alternative. There were individuals that did it. As a system, it's this funny system of learning. Couple of daf, going in depth, learning to ask questions, learning to find answers, learning to see differences, getting a finer understanding, going deeper and deeper. That's amelus, being an ummul batorah. We're approaching Shavuos, maybe a little early now, but we're approaching Shavuos and we're working towards that goal. Over the years, I've always pointed out to students, who just don't quite understand, that if the purpose of staying up all night Shavuos is to learn so much, it doesn't work. You sleep Erev Yom Tov, so you should be able to stay up all night. The night is not all that long anyway. By the time you finish the Suda, before you know it, everyone's worried about getting someone to be motzi them with Birkas HaTorah and washing Negel Vasser a couple of times because you're not quite sure when you were supposed to. But since you were up all night, you sleep the whole next day. So all in all, if we would keep regular Siddurim, we'd probably learn a lot more than the whole Shavuos night. And every year there are more and more guys that say, it's just not worth it. That's not what it's about. We didn't get the Tariag Mitzvahs on Shavuos. Moshe went up on Shavuos. We didn't even get the tablets. Hashem spoke and we didn't know what he was talking about. Rambam says it was unintelligible. When Moshe Rabbeinu explained it, we got 10 commandments. We had no idea what they were about. Moshe Rabbeinu had to spend 40 days and 40 nights to get it all. What did we get? We got that relationship. Hashem appeared to us, the heavens opened. This was the peak of the God-man relationship. We experienced a clarity that no one ever did. The vehicle was Torah. That's what we celebrate on Shavuos. Staying up all night is an expression of a relationship. It is not an efficient way to get to memorize more pages. If you look to the sources, remember staying up all night Shavuos is only a custom. If you look to the sources of when they first did this, how did they spend their Shavuos? They were up all night and they were medaleg from Torah to Nevi'im and Nevi'im to Ksuvim. V'ayu hadvorim smechim kinsinosam. It was as happy as at Har Sinai itself. The joy was there. It doesn't say they knew more. They were dancing from Torah to Nevi'im and Nevi'im to Ksuvim. This is an expression. Smechim kinsinosam. They were reliving that relationship at the revelation. That's the mitzvah of Imbuchu Kosai Teilechu. That's what the yeshiva world is all about. That's what the Talmud Chochem is all about. A craving for Hashem's knowledge. A craving for Hashem's wisdom and a necessary transformation. That doesn't mean you shouldn't know. That doesn't mean that we reject the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'shinantam. But understand that what is really crucial, what the Torah is telling us, what the Torah tells us, is the most important thing for the Jew to place among his goals. This amelis b'Torah, the craving to understand with more and more depth and more clarity the will of Hashem, Ritzono Yisbarach, as a way of uniting with Him, bringing Him into our whole beings. And ultimately, there is no reward like that relationship. It'll express itself in rain and prosperity. But the essence of it is Hosigal Nafshi Eschem, an endless relationship, a relationship with constant joy, and no need for down so it can go up again. Always fresh. Always joyous. Make sure that that's where you're headed in yeshiva. Make sure that that's the kind of relationship that you're developing with your learning in yeshiva. That's what the whole yeshiva system is all about.